A half hour later, fed and packed, they stood in front of the riveted metal door of the map room. Thomas was itching to go inside. Dawn had burst forth in all her glory, and gladers milled about, readying for the day. Smells of frying bacon wafted through the air, Fry Pan and his crew trying to keep up with dozens of starving stomachs. Minho unlocked the door, cranked the wheel handle, spinning it until an audible click sounded from inside, then pulled. With a lurching squeal, the heavy metal slab swung open. "After you," Minho said with a mocking bow. Thomas went in without saying anything. A cool fear mixed with an intense curiosity gripped him, and he had to remind himself to breathe. The dark room had a musty, wet smell, laced with a deep, coppery scent so strong he could taste it. A distant, faded memory of sucking on pennies as a kid popped into his head. Minho hit a switch, and several rows of fluorescent lights flickered until they came on full strength, revealing the room in detail. Thomas was surprised at its simplicity. About 20 feet across, the map room had concrete walls bare of any decoration. A wooden table stood in the exact center, 8 chairs tucked in around it. Neatly stacked piles of paper and pencils lay about the table's surface, 1 for each chair. The only other items in the room were 8 trunks, just like the one containing the knives in the weapons basement. Closed, they were evenly spaced, 2 to a wall. "Welcome to the map room," Minho said. "As happy a place as you could ever visit." Thomas was slightly disappointed. He'd been expecting something more profound. He took in a deep breath. "Too bad it smells like an abandoned copper mine. I kind of like the smell." Minho pulled out 2 chairs and sat in one of them. "Have a seat. I want you to get a couple of images in your head before we go out there." As Thomas sat down, Minho grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil and started drawing. Thomas leaned in to get a better look and saw that Minho had drawn a big box that filled almost the entire page. Then he filled it with smaller boxes until it looked exactly like an enclosed tic-tac-toe board, 3 rows of 3 squares, all the same size. He wrote the word "glade" in the middle, then numbered the outside squares from 1 to 8, starting in the upper left corner and going clockwise. Lastly, he drew little notches here and there. "These are the doors," Minho said. "You know about the ones from the glade, but there are 4 more out in the maze that lead to sections 1, 3, 5, and 7. They stay in the same spot, but the route there changes with the wall movements every night." He finished, then slid the paper over to rest in front of Thomas. Thomas picked it up, completely fascinated that the maze was so structured, and studied it as Minho kept talking. "So we have the glade, surrounded by 8 sections. Each one a completely self-contained square and unsolvable in the 2 years since we began this freaking game. The only thing even approaching an exit is the cliff, and that ain't a very good one unless you like falling to a horrible death." Minho tapped the map. "The walls move all over the Shuck place every evening, same time as our doors close shut. At least, we think that's when, because we never really hear walls moving any other time." Thomas looked up, happy to be able to offer a piece of information. "I didn't see anything move that night we got stuck out there. Those main corridors right outside the doors don't ever change. It's just the ones a little deeper out." "Oh." Thomas returned to the crude map, trying to visualize the maze and see stone walls where Minho had penciled lines. "We always have at least 8 runners, including the keeper. 1 for each section. It takes us a whole day to map out our area, hoping against hope there's an exit. Then we come back and draw it up, a separate page for each day." Minho glanced over at one of the trunks. "That's why those things are shuck full of maps.